Chapter 4, A Prediction of Apostasy. But the Spirit says expressly that in later times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and to abstain from food, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by them that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through the word of God and prayer. If you put the believers in mind of these things, you shall be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine which you have followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself with reverence towards God. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but reverence towards God is profitable for all things, having the promise of life which now is and which is to come. Faithful is this saying, and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we labour and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Saviour of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth. Be an example to those that believe in word, in manner of life, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, give attention to reading, to preaching, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given to you by prophecy when the council of elders laid hands on you. Be diligent in these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your progress may be manifest to all. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers.